Welcome back to The Dad Show. I'm Dad Pete, and as of Sunday at approximately 1100 hours, I have completed a 48-hour solo command tour of my own household. Dave, Mom went away for the weekend.
Alone? You had the kids alone for 2 days? Okay, walk me through it. What broke?
Nothing broke.
Pete, this is a safe space. What broke?
Nothing broke. Both kids fed, watered, entertained, and returned to their mother in original condition. Arguably better than original condition.
I'm going to need a full accounting. Start at the beginning. Where did she go?
So my wife has this old friend she's known forever, and they planned a proper girls' weekend in Boston. And Dave, they did not mess around. They stayed at the Ritz-Carlton.
The Ritz-Carlton.
The Ritz-Carlton. So all weekend, I had this little split screen running in my head. Two channels. Channel 1, my life. Channel 2, her life. And the programming could not have been more different.
Oh, I love this. Give me a sample.
Friday, 6 p.m., her channel. A doorman says, "Welcome back, madam," and someone hands her a cucumber water she did not ask for. My channel. I am standing at my front door negotiating a pizza handoff while two children scream topping information at me from another room.
Ha ha! Delivery pizza night 1. Classic solo dad opening move.
It's the correct move, Dave. It's in the manual. Night 1, you do not cook. You establish morale. And I'll tell you the other thing I did, and I'm not ashamed. Bonus screen time.
Dad Pete, the screen time laws. You wrote the screen time laws.
And when you're flying solo, you learn why every law has an emergency provision. Sometimes you just have to. One pilot, two passengers, no co-pilot. A calm ship with a movie on beats a perfect ship with a mutiny. I regret nothing.
The honesty on this show. Okay, so Friday night, morale established. Take me to Saturday morning.
Saturday morning, I am awakened at dawn. Not by an alarm, not by children. Dave, I open my eyes, and at the foot of my bed, there are two cats, Z2 and Bobby, side by side, staring at me, meowing and yowling in two-part harmony.
Ha ha, the cats.
Because here's the thing. Cat breakfast is my wife's department. Has been for years. That is her portfolio. And the cats know. So when she didn't show up at the usual hour, they convened a tribunal at the foot of my bed. This was not a request, Dave. This was a formal grievance filed at 6 a.m. in Yowl.
Two plaintiffs, one defendant, and the defendant doesn't even know where the cat food is kept.
I found it, eventually. Meanwhile, split screen, channel 2. My wife is being gently woken at the Ritz by, I assume, a sunbeam and a soft chime. Somewhere, a harp is involved. Channel 1, Z2 is standing on my chest performing what I can only describe as an aria.
So the cats are fed, the grievance is withdrawn. What's the Saturday plan, Coach?
Saturday was the big day, and we opened it right. Family bike convoy to the farmer's market. Me and both kids, 3 bikes, rolling out in formation.
The bike streak lives, but wait, this is an expansion. This isn't the nightly dad-daughter ride. This is a Peloton.
Full team ride, Dave. My daughter out front because she's 10 and she's got a 75-plus night streak in her legs. She's basically the team captain at this point. My son in the middle. Me in the back like the team car. We rolled into that farmer's market like a tiny, extremely slow motorcycle gang.
And then the main event. I've heard rumors. Tell me about this fair.
The local 4-H County Fair. And Dave, I want to be clear about what a 4-H fair is. It is the greatest entertainment value in America. Livestock as far as the eye can see. Cows. Sheep. Kids who are 11 years old and can handle a cow better than I can handle a shopping cart.
The 4-H kids are so impressive, it's almost upsetting.
And of course we walked in there as a family with credentials. We field 21 chickens at home. We're not tourists, Dave. We're peers. I was looking at those poultry cages like a scout.
Ha ha, the undefeated retired champions, scouting the next generation.
But the crown jewel, and I need you to understand this was the moment of the weekend for one particular 8-year-old. The fair has a bunny house.
A bunny house.
an entire building of bunnies, and my son, 8 years old, about to start third grade, and a noted bunny scholar, walked into that building and achieved a level of happiness that I'm not sure science can measure. Every bunny got a personal visit. Every bunny got evaluated. He had favorites within 4 minutes.
A man of taste encounters a warehouse of his favorite thing. That's not a fair exhibit. That's a pilgrimage.
Meanwhile, Channel 2. My wife is at a spa. Hot stones, probably. And I promise you, Dave, whatever those stones were doing for her, it was nothing compared to what the bunny house was doing for my son. More on the fair in a minute, including live owls and organized rope combat. But first, a word from a sponsor who plays a surprisingly large role in this story. This episode is brought to you by Red Heat Tavern in Bedford, Massachusetts. And folks, this week is not a sponsor read, it is a field report, because Saturday night, flying solo, I took my kids to Red Heat Tavern for dinner. Burgers were perfect, nobody had to cook. And then the skillet cookie arrived, a 12-inch chocolate chip cookie baked in an actual skillet with a giant scoop of vanilla ice cream melting on top. My children went silent. Silent. Do you know what it takes to make two kids silent? Red Heat Tavern knows. Red Heat Tavern in Bedford, Massachusetts. Ask for the skillet cookie. Bring back up.
Okay, we're back. You said owls. You said rope combat. Pete, finish the fair.
So we come out of the bunny house, my son floating 6 inches off the ground, and we walk straight into an owl exhibition. Actual owls, Dave. Live, captive, tame owls. Sitting right there on handler's gloves, just looking at everyone.
Owls in person are so much more intense than advertised.
I'll be honest with you. I thought I was taking the kids to see the owls. 20 minutes later, my kids are tugging me away from the owls. An owl turned its head all the way around, and I made a sound I usually reserve for playoff games. I have questions about owls now, Dave. I've been doing research.
Ha ha! Dad Pete radicalized by an owl. And there was a bouncy house situation?
There was a bouncy house, and both kids deployed into it immediately. And I stood outside holding everyone's stuff, which is the traditional dad position at any bouncy house. You become a coat rack with opinions.
And then, the tug of war.
The tug of war. They organized a kid's tug of war, and my son got on that rope, and Dave, something came over me. I went full sports commentator. This 8-year-old anchored the line, heels dug in, leaned back at an angle that violated several laws of physics. I was on the sideline calling it like it was the Olympics. And the one holds! The anchor is holding, folks!
Ha ha! Every dad at a tug-of-war is one pull away from becoming a broadcast booth.
Channel 2, meanwhile. My wife is having a leisurely lunch somewhere with tablecloths, catching up on 20 years of friendship. Channel 1. Her husband is screaming, "Dig deep!" at a rope.
Both parents living their absolute best lives, honestly. So Saturday night, this is where the sponsor read stops being a sponsor read.
That's right. Saturday night, your solo dad looks at the kitchen, looks at the kids, and makes the second correct executive decision of the weekend. We're going out. We went to Red Heat Tavern. That actually happened, Dave. That's not an ad. Well, it's also an ad. But it happened.
The rare sponsor read you can fact check.
Burgers all around, a well-earned beer for the commanding officer, and then the skillet cookie showed up, and my children looked at it the way I looked at the owls. And no, Red Heat doesn't pay me extra to say that. But they should.
Now, I want to ask about something. 48 hours is a long time for little kids without mom. Was there a wobble?
There were wobbles, Dave. Of course there were. Saturday, especially around bedtime, my son got a little nervous, missing mom. He's 8. 2 nights is a long time when you're 8. And I was ready to do the whole dad routine, right? Sit with him, talk it through.
Sure.
But before I even got there, his sister showed up, my daughter, 10 years old. Nobody asked her to. She just noticed her little brother was having a hard time, and she sat with him, and she distracted him, and she big-sistered him right out of it. Talking to him about the fair, about the bunnies, just quietly being there.
Yeah.
And I'm standing in the hallway watching this, and Dave, I didn't coach that. Nobody coached that. That's just who she's becoming. And I think that might have been the best thing I saw all weekend. Better than the Owls. And you know how I feel about the Owls now.
That's the stuff, man. That's the whole show right there.
So, Sunday morning, final stretch. And there's only one way to land this plane. Pancakes. Big Sunday pancake breakfast. Kids at the table, cats fed on time. The tribunal did not need to reconvene. House restored to, let's say, 90% regulation condition.
90% is a strong number. And then mom returns at hour 48.
Mom returns to fed, happy, pancaked children, who immediately buried her in fair stories. She looked rested, Dave. She looked like a woman who'd been gently woken by sunbeams for 2 days. And I looked like a man who'd won a tug-of-war with a weekend. Both of those are good outcomes.
So, command tour complete. Debrief me, Captain. What's the lesson?
Here's what I figured out, Dave, and I mean this. Flying solo with your kids isn't about doing everything. It's about focus. The weekend worked because I let everything else go. The projects, the yard, the garage, all of it will still be there next weekend. For 48 hours, my whole job was be with the kids, go with the flow, and have fun on their level. Get in the bunny house, yell at the rope, order the cookie.
So the secret to doing everything is doing less.
Doing less, better. And Dave, one more thing about this weekend. School starts this week. My daughter's off to 5th grade, my son's starting 3rd. So this wasn't just a solo weekend. This was the season finale of summer 2026. The summer of the bike streak. The summer of Maine. The summer we said goodbye to a very good cat. And it ended with pancakes and everybody home. I'll take it.
That's a series finale quality summer, Pete. See you all next time, everybody.
Have fun on their level, dads. That's the show. We'll see you next time.